with the straight scoop on the Packers from the man who knows them best. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron and the coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
Hello and welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show, where the bye week is history and the New York football Giants are now. And Mike, the Giants have won a couple, then lost a couple. What kind of a team do you expect to see come to Lambeau Field Sunday night?
Well, anytime you play a team that's coming off a loss, you're obviously going to get their best shot. So obviously there's some familiarity with their coaching staff and our coaching staff. So we'll work through that in the game, the game plan process. But this will be an excellent game Sunday night.
Mike, you mentioned the familiarity. The Ben McAdoo factor, spent 8 years as an assistant with you. He kind of knows the way you go about your business. You kind of know what he's thinking. How does that factor play out in the game?
Well, I think it's important to recognize that, yes, he has an understanding of our process and the process that we go through to, each and every day in our program. So, but everybody has tendencies. Behavior is a tendency. Change up of behavior is a tendency. So those are things you have to pay attention to, and that's why you game plan.
Mike, going back to your first year as a first-time head coach, what do you remember about that, and how does it relate to the challenges Ben is facing right now?
Oh, I think this is, it's part of the grind in the NFL. This is great experience for him personally. I've talked about this time and time again. I always recall the phone call from Marvin Lewis, and when I was sitting, I think we were 1-3 at the time, and he gave me great advice. He says, "You'll be a better coach because of this start." He said, the coaches out there that are 3-0 and 4-0, he says, trust me, they have no idea what they're getting into. So that was great advice for me. And as you look back, adversity for players and coaches, I mean, this is all part of the process, and it only makes you better.
Mike, total yardage-wise, the Giants rank 6th in offense, 11th in defense, certainly respectable numbers. But the thing that jumps out at you, they're -8 in the turnover ratio. You'd almost expect them to be 0-4 at -8. Is that a big factor in the record today?
Yeah, take care of the football, and we're really focused on ourselves. So, I mean, we're not going into the game just counting on them to turn the football over. So we need to take the ball away. With that, create opportunities, for our defense and our cover units. Make sure we're putting our players in that position to do that. And we need to take care of the football ourselves. So it's something that you practice each and every day, and it definitely is part of the winning formula.
Let's talk about Giants quarterback Eli Manning. Now, I read an article in a newspaper after they lost to the Vikings on Monday night where it said Manning was, quote, erratic as ever. Mike, we're talking about a two-time Super Bowl champion and a two-time Super Bowl MVP. Let's face it, Manning can spin that ball. If the Giants have a problem, it's not Eli Manning.
Well, Eli's an excellent football player, no doubt about it, and we've definitely had some contests with him in the past. It's a tough environment to play up here in Minnesota. We experienced that in week 2. With that, you watch the video. This is an outdoor game. It's the first time that they're on grass this year. So those are the kind of things you pay attention to. So, I mean, he's an excellent football player. And I think the consecutive start statistic tells you all you need to know about Eli Manning.
Never missed a game, and he's in his 13th year. That is amazing.
Absolutely.
Another fellow I wanted to ask you about, Odell Beckham Jr. Now, football-wise, he's off to kind of a slow start. Mm-hmm. However, he's also got an on-the-field personality that's kind of fiery. Do you talk to your guys about, hey, don't get involved in the war of words with that guy? And how do you approach that end of things?
I mean, trust me, everybody's aware of what everybody's doing and so forth. We got to stay focused on what we're going to do. Odell's an excellent football player. I mean, we've had time to do some off-season studies on our, first 4 or 5 opponents, especially the Giants. We haven't played those guys in a couple years. So with that, we're really focused on what he can do on the football field.
While we're on the Giants on the offensive side of the ball, I wanted to mention this. Mike Solari is their offensive line coach. He was your assistant offensive line coach last season. And, Mike, you can really see his influence. There's a lot of blocking down and pull that guard around, isn't there?
Oh, definitely. Mike's one of the best offensive line coaches in the league. It was great to have him here last year. So, definitely. Like I said, there's carryover for the way our team prepares and how their offense prepares and and hopefully, you know, through our week of preparation, our offensive guys can help our defensive guys.
Mike, as far as defense goes, the Giants went out to fix it this offseason and spent a boatload of money bringing in free agents. What are you seeing on that side of the ball from New York?
Very good defense. Really starts up front with them. Very talented, and you can see the impact of the free agent signings there. Going through some, you know, difficulty in the secondary, particularly because of the injuries. So we're kind of working through that this week. As far as our preparation, we're not sure really how they're going to line up and who's going to play. But this is a you know a defense that will challenge us schematically, always has, and once again will be a big challenge for offense.
Of course, the most important team is the team in the mirror. And when you guys look in the mirror, you're seeing a pretty young team with young players who've already gotten experience in just three games into the season. How are you looking at that? If you look at that as an investment in the future?
I just look at it as part of our three-game experience. I mean, it's great that your younger players have a chance to play. But at the end of the day, you want to line up and play as many guys as you possibly can. But really focusing on getting the players in a position that they need to be to successful. So we'll see how it goes Sunday night.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us.
I'm Lance Allen. Next up, our special guest, Jordy Nelson. He talks about bouncing back from that knee injury and, yes, Jordy's Farm Fresh Flakes. That's coming up next on the Mike McCarthy Show. And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show, our special guest. He comes back each and every year, despite my questions. It's Jordy Nelson. Jordy, thanks for being here this week.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Jordy, it's one of those things where the early bye, did it feel right or did it feel a little weird this year?
It's something I think through the years I've learned to deal with. I think it feels like every other year is an early bye, then a late bye. So it's something we've dealt with. To me, I probably would rather have kept going a little bit more, but we had some guys banged up, and I think it hit at a good time to get us healthy and reevaluate and get ready to go on a nice little home stretch again.
You know, as you came back from the bye, your head coach, Mike McCarthy, said they didn't do you any favors or didn't do you anything because of the expectations or whatever. How do you react to that, and how good does it feel to have a head coach that has your back?
Well, I mean, obviously that's nice, but none of that was on, you know, was their dealing. Obviously, we had a hiccup, like I said, in the middle of summer, which isn't what any of us planned for. So those are the cards we were dealt, and we handled them. I think we handled them extremely well. I think we were prepared to go play. Obviously, going down to Jacksonville is not the most ideal situation, but was able to get through that, and I think we've progressed each week, and hopefully that will continue.
You've done extremely well bouncing back, but when did you feel like, or what game did you feel like, that you could fully trust the knee and fully trust yourself?
The knee's never been a problem, to be honest with you. It's a lot of it's just been getting in shape, getting in game shape, getting used to going against the guy. I mean, you can run routes all you want on air, but when you're battling someone each play, it becomes completely different. But when we were over in Minnesota, that game, I felt like I had my legs back underneath. My wind was good. Felt like I ran, for the most part, some good routes. Obviously, each game, there's game routes you'd like to get back. But, you know, ran quite a bit in that game as well. So that felt good, and obviously Detroit was a good one to back it up with.
And I think what backs up your statement, Jordy, is every single game your receiving yards have gone up, your yards per catch has gone up. Do you feel like you're more in sync or just getting stronger game by game? How does that?
A little bit of everything. I mean, there's obviously chemistry and rhythm into our offense. There's opportunities that come that you got to make the most of. But I think just being out on the field, Aaron continuing to get more confident with me being back, it all just comes together and just making the most of the opportunities that we get. Obviously, each game is going to play out differently. Detroit, we were able to get a couple big plays. And, I mean, the one big play across the middle makes a huge difference in a game.
Last time we saw you guys, a week and a half ago, first half, the offense came out ball of fire. Second half, you didn't have as many opportunities. Do you feel like you're kind of getting closer to where you want to be?
Yeah, last game was a weird game. A lot of long drives, a lot of sustaining drives. But as an offense, the first half played very well. The only, I think, downfall was we weren't able to convert on the one turnover. I think we ended up kicking a field goal. But had an opportunity for a touchdown, wasn't able to come down with the catch. But in the second half, it was just different. I mean, we had one possession in the third quarter. It was a good possession. We ran the ball extremely well. We had to settle for a field goal. And in the fourth quarter, we tried to just, you know, same as get the game over with. We were running low on some guys. Some guys were getting banged up. So we needed to try to control the clock and get it over with. And we were able to do that. And whenever you get a win, is big. So
every year the schedule is a little bit different. Home game versus Detroit, you have a bye, then all of a sudden it's the Giants, and then it's the Cowboys, and then it's the Bears in three games at home in 2.5 weeks, which is a good thing, but overall, how do you prepare for something like that?
You know, each year has its own challenges, and this year, this is it. It's very weird. Down the stretch, we'll have to go on the road, back-to-back night games, which is different, but honestly, as a football player, we break so much stuff down into a week that's our focus. It's weird to think about it. We talk in days of the week, especially even with the family, of what day today is, and it might be a Friday, but we're going to treat it as a Thursday. And this, so we get zoned in. You really take it week by week, and just, you know, it takes the load off your mind of what to do. But obviously, we have to finish up with the Thursday night game in this home stretch, and that's always a battle to get back for that game. But we're still a long weekend, and get on a roll again.
Obviously, the weather is starting to turn. Christmas is a little bit ways away. So for Christmas, for family and friends, do you get them the Jordy Nelson ornament, or do you get them the Jordy Farm Fresh Flakes?
It's a challenge. I did see someone send me a picture the other day of the ornament. It's been nuts of all the things that have came out. I still think one of my favorite things is a little Lego guy. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. Obviously, there's very creative people in this world, and they make up with different things, and the fans love all the different little knickknacks and things. But it's fun to be a part of it. It's the cool things we'll have when we're done, and another memory to make.
And the cool thing is, you know, as we were kids, you grew up and you wanted to be on the Wheaties box, but Jordy's Farm Fresh Flakes, that's got to be pretty cool to have your name on a cereal.
It is. It's different. And especially to see your son eating them or something, and it's pretty entertaining. But like I said, it's just fun. Some fun things to do, fun things to be a part of. And hopefully, you know, the fans enjoy them, the kids out there enjoy them. And it's what it is. It's about enjoying the moments that we only get for so many years, so might as well enjoy it while you can.
Final thing, Jordy, is getting to know you over the years. I mean, everybody knows Aaron. Everybody knows Clay. Now everybody knows you. You're like one of the most humble superstars around. How do you keep that humility?
Understanding where you came from, there's a lot of things that have got, a lot of people that have put a lot of things into my life. If it's growing up on a farm, if it's having incredible teachers and coaches at a young age to make you understand that there's more to it than you. I mean, on a farm, you can't do it by yourself. As an athlete growing up, you realize it really quick, you can't do it by yourself. So to me, if I was selfish and tried to take all the credit, I'd be doing a lot of people a disservice. So I'm thankful for all the people that have, you know, been a part of my life throughout, you know, middle school and high school and elementary school that have, you know, mentored me just even through that year and been great teachers and coaches. And the way I try to act is kind of a thank you to them, understanding that, you know, they raised me to who I am today, and I'm very thankful for that.
Well, Jordy, continued success against the Giants, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right, Jordy Nelson joining us right here on the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike and Larry on the Telestrator coming up next.
Football at the 40-yard line now. The kickoff out of bounds. Snap to Rogers. Lofts it away. Down the right side. 40. 35-30. 25-20. Outside the numbers. Walk down from behind. Inside the 15.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Time to talk some ball with the head coach. And Mike, during the offseason, you mentioned a number of times that you got to attack the middle of the field. Well, against the Lions, you tacked it to the tune of 49 yards. How'd you get Jordy Nelson so open?
Well, I mean, a number of things. You go into game plan, and obviously Detroit had some injuries to their linebackers, so keeping them in base defense was an emphasis. This is the first play of the second series. The second play of the first series, if you can freeze right there, please, is the second play. We lined up in the exact same formation, and we got this coverage. So talking on the sidelines, you know, with Aaron and Jordy in the receiver group, obviously we're talking about the coverage that we had on the second play. We came right back to the same formation. Obviously want to attack the middle of the field with Jordy on the B-line. So excellent communication, adjustments during the course of the game from the players and the coaches. Went with a basic play of ours, just, you know, Fox 2 protection, 7-man protection with Jordy attacking the middle of the field. And then we're stretching by the tight end up top there into the boundary and down below here. So just a base play.
So, Mike, by your personnel group, you have the two-back set, the fullback and the tailback. You know you're going to get 4-3 and you had a pretty good hunch you're going to get this guy with a linebacker number on this guy with a receiver number, and you had to be grinning on the sideline thinking, we got it.
Yeah, definitely. We knew they were going to play the invert with the two over the top here, you know, playing three on two to our slot. So if you can, as the video goes, you can see that the full action here holds the backside. You know, excellent. Aaron stays in rhythm. Jordy runs a nice angle. You see the windows open. We got the stretch up talk with Jared Cook and the stretch down below here with Randall Cobb. So attacking in the middle of the field, great action, solid protection, good footwork and throw, and excellent catch and yards after the catch by Jordy Nelson.
And that qualifies, Mike, as a big play, a real big play, which is a great thing for an offense in today's NFL, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, as you get into these, you know, the flow and the energy that comes out of, you know, having production on offense, it's about getting that first down in a series. And obviously with this being the first play of the second series, it's the big play. You're at home, crowds into the game, and obviously we were able to capitalize off it and score a touchdown on this drive.
And just three plays later, Aaron found Jordy Nelson for his first touchdown catch against the Detroit Lions. Thank you, Mike. And coming up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. And Mike, I noticed when you brought the boys back for their first workout Monday, there was no easing into things. You were in pads from the get-go. Could you talk about that philosophy?
Really just a focus on the fundamentals, an opportunity to have an extra practice on the bye week. And with only three games, you know, in the self guide, we really focused on each individual. So just really going back and emphasizing everything you've really been working on since May, and it was a good quality practice.
Mike, before you broke for the bye, you said during one of your press conferences that for the first time since you and Aaron Rodgers have been working together, the running game at this point in the season was ahead of the passing game. Are you comfortable with that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's all part of the journey of a normal season. Number one, we need to get the time of possession up for our offense. We need to get our total play number up, and with that, you know, being balanced and ability to run the football and take advantage of the action passing game, you know, off of that was really a focus for us coming off of last season. I'm very comfortable where we are.
Mike, if you were a betting man, what part of the team would improve the most over your final 13 games?
Well, I would hope every part of our football team. Well, we have a lot of room for growth. We've only played three games. We played a lot of players, a lot of different combination of players. So with that, we have a lot of room for improvement.
One of the things you've done really well offensively is third down. I mean, you rank like third in the league, like 48.6%, almost half the time. What's the reason for that conversion rate? What's going on out there?
Well, you have to look at the favorable down and distance. That's important. We actually need to be more productive, particularly running the football on first down. It has not been a positive for us in the first three games. At the end of the day, third down is about protection, having a clean pocket. Aaron does an excellent job of, extending plays when he needs to, and that's really where you want to be. You want to be at 50% and above, and so far, so good.
All right, coming up, the last word from the coach. Stay with us.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe provided by the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay, offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men, 335 North Washington Street, Green Bay.
Welcome back. Folks, when Mike comes down to tape his television show, it's usually right after he kind of completed the preliminary game plan. And are all game plans created equal? You always feel real good about it, or sometimes you think, I don't like this one. How does that work?
Well, I mean, you better feel good about it. That's why you take so much time going into it. Sometimes as you make decisions, you draw it up, you're going back through and preparing the video and the PowerPoints for the players the next day, you come across things and so forth. And frankly, really, when you take it down to the players and you install it, there's conversation there. So there's always tweaks that go on, particularly Wednesday, Thursday. You really want to have things wrapped up, cleaned up by Friday so you can rehearse it Saturday and then go play the game on Sunday.
when you go out and take your team onto Lambeau Field to warm up Sunday night, I'm sure you're going to bump into Ben McAdoo. Now, are those kind of conversations kind of natural and real good, or is it kind of awkward because you're both thinking, I want to win, I want to beat you?
No, I'm looking forward to seeing Ben, and we, you know, obviously have some other friends on his staff. So, it's not a very long time, but it's always great to see those guys and catch up a little bit. But hey, this is what we live for. It's about competing on Sundays, and Sunday night will be a great contest.
Mike, good luck, and thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.